pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom
Hug Joyner. Hug Lowdown.
Civil Wilson.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Today is National High Five Day. Or as John McCain calls it, the hell with it, I'll just fist bump head nod day. And speaking of the hell with it, did y'all hear about that rapper that bobbed himself?
Yeah. Bobbed.
Then jumped off the balcony and lived? Thank God he's still with us, but so bad for the when I heard this story, it made me grab my crotch. I'm cringing now. The rapper's name was Andre Johnson, who goes by the name the Christ Bearer, and supposedly was a member of the Wu-Tang Clan. Now, I know Wu-Tang Clan say they ain't nothing to F with, but this is taking it to a whole nother level. Sugar D! This is beyond publicity or promoting a new album. I heard of rappers getting shot 9 times, arrested with guns and weed, but cutting off your manhood is just nuts. Now wait some more. Then he jumped out the apartment building. He's gonna have to change his name if he ever rap again, y'all. Y'all got a couple of names?
What do you have?
P City. Where's no beefer?
Oh my God.
Well, he's gonna have to. What is album going to be called now? Silver Crotch and Tiger Missing Dragon?
Oh,
I'm glad he's okay, but Sugar D, R.I.P. and ballin' has a new meaning in hip-hop. Speaking of ballin', congratulations to Puff Daddy on being the wealthiest hip-hop artist. Yep, for Forbes magazine, estimated Diddy's worth about $700 million. That's enough money to have some more baby mama. That's a rockaholic is caked up. Y'all hear some people have a problem with him being a commencement speaker at Howard University?
Yeah.
And Diddy said, why not? I'm successful. I'm a black businessman who's sitting on $700 million. So what? I attended Howard quicker than an interlude. Now, I'll see if Coolio was the commencement speaker. Or what about R. Kelly being the commencement speaker at Brigham Young?
Oh.
I tried. And Dr. Dre is the second wealthiest with $550 million. He beat out Jay-Z, who's in third place with $520 million. Oh, and I almost forgot about the new Nick on the block. Well, this isn't Fort related. I'm just giving a shout-out to Lamar Odom, who's the new New York Nick. So y'all know what that means, right?
What's that mean?
Chloe's coming back. Oh, yeah, once you go black, you can never go back. But once you get back in the NBA, they back married again.